We are learning Masechtas Bava Basra, the Kuf Samach Vav Amud Aleph, but we are starting the last three lines of Kuf Samach Hema Beis. We start learning that if someone says by Kesef, Kesef Bedinrim, so the halach is he owes Kesef, but the value of two dinrim Zav. He says Kesef Bedinrim, that was by Kesef. Now we have a new brayso like Gavi Zav. Tana Rabbanan. Dahav Ing Pachos Medinr Dahav. If it says in the Shtar that there was Zav here, exchange hands, so you owe him at least a dinner Zav. You always have Yad Baal Shtar Al Tachtayin, whatever's less, but at least a dinner Zav. If you have, it says in the Shtar that he borrowed the half dinrim, or dinrim dahav, it's Lashon Ravim, so Ein Pachos, Shnei Dinrim Zav, it's at least two dinrim Zav. If you say dahav bid dinrim, so then, just like by Kesef, we said Kesef bid dinrim means Zav, here it means the opposite. The Hav B'dinrim, Ein Pachos M'Shnei Dinrim Kesef Dahav. A value of two dinrim Kesef of Zav. That's the Hav B'dinrim. So that's this price. And we'll see, the Gemara is going to take issue with this, but it says over here, the Hav Dinrim, and before it says the same loss of Kesef B'dinrim. So the Hav B'dinrim means, it sounds like he's doing the Hav with a different dinner. So I'm giving you Zav, the value of two dinner Kesef. That's how much I gave you. Before it said Kesef B'dinrim meant, I lent you Kesef, the value of two dinrim Zav. That's like more types. That's the two brises types each other. When it says bid dinrim, if it says Kesef dinrim or Zav dinrim, it means Kesef dinrim, means two dinner Kesef. Or of Zav dinrim means two dinner Zav. When it says bid dinrim, something else is going on here. So that's when it says Kesef bid dinrim, we're assuming it means Kesef bid dinner, the value of dinner Zav. Of Dugol. When it says Zav bid dinrim, means the value of Zav and two silver dinner.
Now,
is
that worth one or two silver dinner?
Huh? There are Zahav that could be worth two. A very small piece of gold. No. Very small piece of gold.
I'm saying it's not worth more than that?
No, a very small piece of gold could be worth that much. A very small piece of gold.
Stam Dav means a dinner.
I know, yeah, but here he said Dav B'dinrim. He says it's less. We'll see in a second. Where I ask, Omamar, Dahav, Ein Pachas Dinner Zahav, Ein Manaska, Ein means a bar, which means less, like Torah speaks out, means less than a dinner Zahav. Om Rav Loza, the Ksiv Matbei, it says Matbei, it said in this Shtar Matbei, no, it's a coin. Ve'im Apriti, maybe it's on top of Kusav, Ho, Aleph, Ve'im Apriti, maybe it means like Prutas, small, you know, broken up coins of a dinner. Priti, the Dehavala Evidi, you don't make Prutas out of Zahav, you don't do that. Kesef, it depends on the city, like we saw before, but Zahav, you definitely don't make that. Priti, the Dehavala Avdi Inchi. It says in the Brisa further, Zahav B'dinrim, Ein Pachos B'Veshnei Dinrim Kesef. Zav. That you give Zav, not, the value is two dinrim kesef. Freit the Gemara, if it says Zav bedinrim, ve'ima dahava pricha, betray dina dahava kamar. Maybe this bedinrim taka means dinner Zav. And here, when you said Zahav bedinrim, you meant a broken up piece of gold, the value of two dinners Zav. Oma abaya yad ba'al shtar tachtoino. You don't say that. Why? Because you have Ashtar Tachtoino. If you say it means Kesef. You have a way to attach it. Again, when it says Zahav dinner, we know it means dinner Zav. But when it says Bid dinrim, it means we are calculating the Zav in something else. So we said it means we're calculating it in Kesef, right, which is very little. Right. The question is, maybe we're calculating in Zav, but Bid dinrim means that I'm giving you Zahav, which is not a coin, Zahav, which is Dahav Apricha, dust of gold, pieces of gold, the value of two dinars.
What would be the difference then?
It'll be much more. Much more. Two dinars Zahav. It'll be much more money. Maybe Zahav B'dinrim means the Zahav in the value of two dinar Zahav.
No, I understand.
Yes.
I understand that difference. But you're saying if you're doing Pashas, that it means that the whole currency is in gold. The whole exchange is gold.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What difference is going to be two worth two?
No, because you have it attached to words. It makes a difference. You have just attached to words because it has to attach in the words. It makes no difference. You could have given two dinners off. You would have said two dinners off. You said Zav dinrim. You didn't say it. You said bid dinrim.
So
it has to be the same value. I know, but it has to be Zahav bid dinrim. It's what Zav? Zav is pricha. Bid dinrim is coins. It has to be two separate things. Unless you say it's kasa, but it has to be two separate things. It has to be dahava pricha, but then it can't be, it has to be, from the words, it has to be two different things. So why don't you say this? Abaye says, because the Yad Baal Shtar Tachtoino. You always say Baal Tachtoino. But the Gemara's kasha is, we're going to go with the good Yerso of the Rashbam, which is not exactly like the Yerso we have in our Gemara. The Gemara's kasha is, Yehochi Reisha Nami. In the Reisha, we said, that's what we spoke to say out, the Reisha says, Kesef Bedinrim, what do you give? You give Kesef the value of two dinars of. What do you mean? There, you're getting more. If Yad Baal Shtar Tachtoino, it should be Kesef Pericha, broken a piece of Kesef, the value of two dinar Kesef. So what's going on over here? So the Gemara is the Kasha. Yochi Reishanami, Yochi Reishanami. Amar Rav Ashi. So we skip the parentheses. Amar Rav Ashi, Reisha, the cost of Dinri, say for the cost of Dinri. You have to change the gears in this Brisa. In the Reisha, it said Dinrei. Dinrei means Zahav. And Sefer says Dinrim. And this is the reason why we say it means Kesef Zahav. It means Dinrei means Zahav. So in the Reisha, it says Kesef Bidinare. Kesef Bidinare means Kesef in the value of two dinar Zahav. Because Dinri means Dinar Zahav. And the Sefer says Zahav Bidinrim. Dinrim is Kesef. So it means Zahav, the value of two dinar Kesef. That's what the Gemara answers. Now, the Rashbam learned in the Kashi of Reish Nami that the Kashi was on a different part of the Reish, a different part of the Brais also, the Reisha of the Seifa, which means like this. It says in the Reisha of the Seifa, it says Kesef Bedinrim. It says there Kesef Dahav Dinrim Dinrim Dahav Ein Pachos Mishtei Dinrim Dahav. In the second Brais, the Reish second Brais said what? We say Dahav Dinrim Dinrim Dahav Ein Pachos Dinrim Dahav. There also should stay, it should be Kesef. To have Dinrim should mean, since Dinrim, we go Yad Ba'al start of Tayyuna, if Dinrim means Kesef, so to have Dinrim should be Kesef also, which means Zav in Dinrim, because Dinrim means thing. So that was part of the Kash, and the Teretz, the same Teretz. Dinrim, so Teretz is, you have to be Gerus in that part, Dinrei, because the only time it's Zav is Dinrei. Takav is Dinrim, it's Takav. You have to change the gears in that also. That's the Rashbam, that was the Kash on that case. Actually, Tosfos argues on that. Tosfos, the ratio of the Brais and Bas Raisa, even though it said also Dinrim there, that's Mashma Kesef, and Stam Dinrim is Kesef, still, Kol Kamad Loy Omar, so he didn't say, he said Zahav Dinrim, they assume it means Dinr Shal Zahav, because he didn't say Bid Dinrim. That's the way Tosfos argues on Rashbam. That's Mochlekes Rashbam and Tosfos, the Kashi Yach for Reish Nami is on the Seifa, the ratio of the Seifa, the ratio of the second Brais. But in any case, we're saying there's a chilk between Dinrei and Dinrim. Dinrei means Zav. Dinrei means Zav. Dinrim means Kesef. So the Mar Tanemra, the Shani with Dinrei and Dinrim. Who said there's an afkamina between Dinrei and Dinarim? Who said there's an afkamina in the words? I'm going to show you in a Braisa that there's a difference in the words. It's really a Mishnah. The Tanan, Ha'isha Shayula Safik Chomesh Leidois, Safik Chomesh Zivois. So the halacha is, if the Isha has a baby, or she's a Zav, she's not completely tar. She can't eat from a carbon yet, to go into the base of Mikdash, until she brings a carbon. That means when she goes to the mikvah, she's tar. But until she brings a carbon, she's called Mechusrei Kapara. So now, if the halacha is, let's say you have five babies, you never brought a carbon. After you bring one carbon, you're a chai five kabanas, of course. But after you bring one carbon already, you're able to eat kachem. If after the five babies brought one carbon, so after you bring one carbon, you eat kachem. That's the two facts. Fact number one is that you can't eat kachem until you bring kabanas, and one carbon's enough. Now, another shayla is like this. If someone's a suffix, if they're laid in ato suffix of, since the carbon they bring is birds, and one of the birds are chata sa'if, they bring two birds, one oila, one chatas. So the problem is, you're not allowed to bring a chatas masafik. An oila you can bring masafik, because an oila, you can make a tanai, it'd be an adava. A chatas, you can't bring masafik. So you have a big problem over here. Yisha has a suffix later. She miscarries. I'm not sure if it was a baby, it was a ruach. I'm not sure what it was.
And the baby's so, the same thing as a baby?
Yeah. Miscarriage, if it's a baby. If it's a baby at 40 days old. Then the same halacha that she's told me 2 weeks and then the whole process. So here we're not sure if it was a baby or not. We're not sure. So now she can't eat kachem. But she can't bring carbon either. It's a chatas. So halacha is that we allow you to bring it masafik, and what you don't eat the chatas. You throw it out because it's a shiloh of a good chatas or not, so you can't eat. That's all these halachas. Now, that's not. He shiloh sofik chamesh leidoi, sofik chamesh zivais. Mevia carbon echod, she brings one carbon, but echelas bezvachim, and she can eat kachem now, and she throws out that chatas because you have to burn it because it's a sofik. But you don't bring another four. Why not? Because since the whole thing's a sofik, and because they allowed you to bring that one because we want you to eat the kachem, but you're not going to bring more because you don't bring kachem to the base absolut. You don't bring kachem, they're not going to land up using. And this chatas is a suffix, you're not going to end up doing it.
What about the
oilas? Once you don't bring it together, you don't bring it. It goes together. It's a pair together. The oil and the chatas go together. So you don't bring it. You don't bring the rest of the kabanas, the other four, you don't bring. But if you have a vade leida, a vade ziva, maybe a carbon echa vechelas was vachem. After one carbon, you can eat. And the rest is a taka achoyva to bring the other kabbarnas. Now, it is a tana hold that one carbon is enough, actually. But that's how the Mishnah Paskins, you have to bring five kabbarnas. What happened was, and notice the word dinrei zav. There was a story that the kinim, the price of these pair of birds, went up in Yerushalayim to the value of dinrei zav. Expensive. Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, Hamo'in Hazeh, which is the Lashon of Shvua, he says, I'm swearing the Beis HaMikdash. Why is the Lashon of Beis HaMikdash? Im Olin HaLayla, if I'm going to go to sleep tonight, Ad Shiyah B'Dinorim, until it goes down to the price of Dinorim, which is Kesef. And this is why he brought it in, to show you Din Rei is up, and Dinorim is Kesef. He says, I'm not going to sleep until the price goes down to coins of silver, not gold coins. What are you doing? Nichzal Bezdin, Belime, the Isha Shoyleh, Chomish Leidahs, Vadayis, Chomish Yivas Vadayis. Isha has five Vadi Leidahs, five Vadi Zivais. Mevia Karbon Echad, you bring one Karbon Chazuz Vachem, Ve'ein Hashah Ala Chayva. You don't have to bring the rest Chayva. Which means, the way Rashbam learns over here, he said, well, I'll pass on the other man the armor. Taisha takes issue with that. Taisha says, there's no way he would argue on both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. They're both might, they do have to bring one on one carbon. So if you look at Rashi, he creases, he says, like an ace lassos, he was going to always make it like a shtick. He was going to just, he tried to spread out the word that I'm going to change the halacha. Loshon Rashi increases is, Afapi Shehekal Divrei Torah, ace lassos Lashem Hu, Shemol Yimtsu, Yecht, if they can't find a good price, Yechtu will have Yafilo Echad. Yechtu will catch him to Masagov. So as ace lassos, he said, he said, the new halacha is you have to bring one carbon. And what happened?
What? Because people are
being less kabbalah, so we need the best. No, there's a lot of kinim. If everyone needs so many kinim, so the big supply and demand, everyone's supply and demand. So if only if you bring one carbon, so then you can't keep the price high because there's so much birds coming in town, there's a big supply. But if there's a big demand, five for everyone, then that was the thing. You try to put down the demand. That's what he did. Attack of work. For Omdu, on top of Omdu Bays, Omdu Kinim, Babi, and Viru Vesayim, that day, the price shot down to a quarter of a dinner kesa, which is 48 prutois. It went down to 48 prutois. It went down a crazy amount. It went down from a dinner zav, not to a dinner kesa, to a quarter of a dinner kesa, which is mem ches prutois. That's how drastically the price went down. And because he said he was going to pass him this way, or he did pass him this way, and he did it alsois lasois, and what we see from this price is, there's a difference in din rei and din rim. Din rei is zav, din rim is kesef, and that's what he said before, that when you say kesef b'din rei, then you give the kesef the value of two dinars zav. And zav b'din rin means kesef, that's how pshat in the price is, because you change the gears from din rin to din rei by zav, and by kesef it is din rim.